Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wallings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wallings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in and joining us. Joining me in the studio, Ipsy Ed Bondarenko.
Hey, good Saturday afternoon. Thank you.
Good to have you back, man.
Thank you. Good to have you back. Finally drag you back, putting me to all that work. I'm going to want, you know, I want an increase in pay if I'm going to have to carry the load that much.
Jump in and do it. It's not fun for you. This is work.
No, see, I like it.
It's
I
work
like
when it. The two of us aren't together.
There
That's
you go.
Why I like having you in here, because it's so easy to do, and I've got good help in the studio with
Goes
me.
Fast.
So, well, yeah, it was nice. Thank you to you and Pastor Rick for hanging out and letting me clear the cobwebs and the crap out of my head, most of it anyways.
Yep.
And it was good to get away. So I'll have to do it again now that I know you guys can handle it without me. It's perfect. I don't have anything to do. It's beautiful. Well, let's take care of a little business. This half hour is brought to you by J&M Landscaping, Tree Division. Listen, if you've got trees that need to be taken down, don't wait for the winter and don't wait for the ice storms. Get them done now. Call J&M Landscaping, 248-640-7029, and they got a 20% off first-time customer coupon in the Current. You can go to currentonline.com. That's C-O-U-R-A-N-T-online.com. If you don't get the Current, you can just download it and tell Jason that, hey, I saw the ad, I heard the ad, whatever.
Or print the coupon out.
Print the coupon again. All you got to tell Jason is, yep. Gary, I heard it on Gary's show. Tell him that. So, but I had them remove a giant tree in my backyard. When I came home, you wouldn't have known the tree was there other than the wood that I asked him to leave for my fire pit, right?
Yep.
So they did a great job. He's got good folks. He's licensed, insured. He's bonded, blah, blah, blah. You name it, he's got it. You can reach him at 248-640-7029 or go to jandmlandscapingmi.com. Good folks. Jason's a great guy. He really is. So check him out. Get your trees down before wintertime comes. So you guys did good last week. We got a ton of stuff to talk about today, but I wanted to start with something kind of local, Detroit, and this is actually up. If you, what we do on this show every week is go over the news on thedailydrift.com, and you're looking
the
at
news
me,
you need to know. Thank you, boy.
Wow, you got that out. See, and one of the things, and if you miss the show live, you can always catch it on Talk America Radio Saturday and Sunday evenings. It's talkamericaradio.us, or on Spreaker or wherever. Or it's archived at thedailydrift.com as well. So, half of Detroit's eight mayoral candidates, right? There's eight mayoral candidates
and one of their
running
former
for mayor.
Mayors.
Half of the mayoral candidates, four out of the eight, are felons. Now, really? You know, the guy in this article says, well, a lot of politicians have past indiscretions and blah, blah. What do you think is wrong with America when we've got felons running for a high political office like the city of Detroit? Mayor, for crying out loud.
Can they vote for themselves? Don't felons in this state lose their vote?
The only thing that prevents them.
Nothing prevents anybody from voting in Detroit. What am I thinking?
Exactly.
Twice, three times.
Exactly. The only thing that keeps them, if they were fraud-related felonies, then they're not allowed to run.
Oh, but, fraud, like what? Voting more than once?
Well, shall we go through?
Vote
shall
fraud.
We go through? So well, the first one here is a lady by the name of Miss Pitts. I can't see it. Donna Marie Pitts, 58. Multiple felony convictions dating back to 1977. She denies wrongdoing in any of the cases against her.
Imagine that.
What's the next one here? Oh, geez.
My buddy's a jailer, and he says, you know, it's funny. None of these people are guilty. Ask them.
Here's another cosmetologist involved in a shooting. Really? Cosmetology. That's a great
Somebody
thing.
Somebody wasn't paying their bill.
Frivolous. I'm just... Christopher Green was charged with felony at 19. I'm just shootings, right? Yeah. I'm just blown away. I can't believe that a person with those kind of felonies would actually put themselves out there to run for the mayor.
Hmm. You know? And it's a primary too. You got to remember, this is the Democratic primary, and Who's the Democratic incumbent governor? Right. The prosecutor who probably put them in jail in the first place. Duggan, right?
I guess, yes. What am I saying? I should not be surprised. I should not be confused. They're Democrats. Enough said.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, my gosh. It's just incredible. Well, if you want to weigh in on the show today, 734-822-1600. Love to get your comments because we're going to talk about.
I'm serious. I'm sorry. Give me a second. I'm serious about this. Can you imagine a primary debate and Duggan's up there is, oh, yeah, I remember you. I remember when I put you in jail.
I'm
sorry.
Okay. So let's move on, shall we? We're going to start with the RAISE Act. Happy with it?
Yes, I'm looking for a raise.
Well, I think we're all looking for
that's
it, but
we're not the $15 an hour raise.
Yeah, we're talking about, and here, the spin on
the immigration raise?
Yes. Yes, that raise.
Okay.
Act. It's the spin that the Democrats, the liberal media is putting on this is outrageous. Mm-hmm. I mean, folks, all this act is, and it was Tom Cotton in Purdue, right? Went on with Trump and whatnot. All this does is limit legal immigration. We're not even talking about illegal immigration at this point, right? This is legal. We're going to cut it in half because we bring allegedly 1 million people into this country every year. 1 million. Okay? As Cotton said, it's the size of the population of Montana coming into this country every year. So those of you who are working, especially if you're working those kind of lower-end jobs or less educated requirement jobs, you are facing 1 million additional competitors for the jobs we have left here, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just loading down the pool. I mean, it's just like it's going to depress supply and demand.
Right.
It's too much cheap labor, so cheap labor doesn't get the money it could.
It doesn't get any simpler. If you have more people and less work, more people competing, wages go down because Joe is going to work for less than Sam. It's that simple.
Yes, but you're talking about liberals and they don't understand supply and demand. There's enough to go for everybody.
It's absolutely insane. And so I want to play this track. And I put this up. It's from CNN. And I want you to listen very carefully. You can tell it's CNN right off the bat. Listen to the words, the adjectives. This is not reporting. This is an agenda piece. Derek, you got track one ready? All right, let's go ahead and play that.
Did you mean fake news?
Fake news. We don't have it. Okay, when you get it up, give me the thumbs up. But all right, so it's fake news beyond belief, but it's distortion. It's agenda-driven.
Yeah. Yep.
Because you know what? It makes perfect common sense to, A, move to a merit-based system, right?
Yeah.
Instead of bringing in the poor people and the immigrants.
And their family.
And their families who are going to. And as Trump even said, it hurts the recent immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts the immigrants that are here.
Yeah.
It hurts the illegals that are here already as well.
I thought about that.
Honestly, it hurts. I would think that if you're an illegal.
This is my position at Home Depot. Who are you? You're a new guy.
You ready? Okay, go. No, you're not ready. Are you ready? Okay. It's great being back. I love it. All right, go ahead and play it.
With his domestic agenda stalled and his approval numbers mired in historic lows, President Trump is pitching to his base.
It's great to be here today to unveil legislation that would represent the most significant reform to our immigration system in a half a century.
Trump, alongside Republican Senators Tom Cotton and David Perdue, unveiling a plan today designed to cut legal immigration to the U.S. by 50%.
You're all set?
It aims to remake America's legal immigration system so it's less rooted in family migration, instead creating a so-called merit-based system that grades potential immigrants on their readiness to work in the U.S.
Our workers.
Trump touting the proposal Wednesday as a way to protect American workers by reducing lower-skilled immigration.
Among those hit the hardest in recent years have been immigrants and, very importantly, minority workers competing for jobs against brand-new arrivals. And it has not been fair to our people, to our citizens, to our workers.
Cracking down on immigration, both legal and illegal, was a cornerstone of Trump's presidential bid.
Okay. Any issues with that?
You know, also, there are a number of people who are coming to this country who are highly skilled, and they're driving down the wages of technical people.
It's exactly right. And that's why I've said for years,
I've seen it where I've worked. It's a flood yeah. of
Absolutely, because you know what? They brought on NAFTA, and they knew the jobs were going to leave, the blue-collar jobs were going to go to Mexico, and what did they tell us? Don't worry, you blue-collar workers. We're going to train you into technical jobs, right?
Right.
And,
I
of course, they did not, for the most part. That all fell apart, and we just went on unemployment, those of us who are blue-collar, right? And now, instead of training us all and training Americans to take these technical jobs, they're now importing using the H-1Bs, the cheaper guys from India or
they'll work cheaper
Pakistan
to come to America
or wherever. Yes. Yep. And so you're getting screwed, America, by these this whole immigration thing is screwing you. A million people are coming in here every year, and this is for the Zuckerberg who thinks he's going to run for president, right? Mr. Zuckerberg, you knocked yourself out, pal. I'll make sure that you don't get elected because you're the scumbag looking for these H-1B visas to bring in and screw the American white-collar worker. You've already screwed the blue-collar workers. Now you want to screw the white-collar workers. Yep. You want to replace us all. You want to put us on
guaranteed
unemployment
basic income.
Yes, exactly. Socialism. You want to dumb us down and make us dependent so we have to vote for you again and give you more power. Yep. They're screwing you, America. This needs to end. There should be no immigration. Just end it. And you know what? If you have any guts and you're true to your word, Democrats, you should be training Americans for these higher tech jobs instead of bringing in H-1B visas. And let me ask you this. We spend billions of dollars on educational systems, Yale, University of Michigan. Stop giving them social justice degrees. Train them so we don't have to bring in an H-1B visa. Why are we sending kids to college and then we've got nobody to work these H-1B visa jobs, right? How insane is our system at this point?
All they know is, would you like fries with that?
And those jobs are going to the immigrants.
Oh, and to the robots, too.
And now to robots.
Yeah.
Well, like we didn't say that was going to happen, right?
Well, that's the other RAISE Act.
Yeah. Well, let's take a quick call from Joe in Wyandotte. Joe, welcome to the show.
Take long.
Good to have you back, Gary. 2 weeks without you screaming at us is too long.
Oh, man. He almost lost his coffee into the microphone. That was good, Joe.
You know, I didn't come in here all riled up, Joe. It's just, you know, as I start to just... It starts to irk me as I'm reading it off the page, right?
Yeah. Well, it's understandable. Well, I wanted to call to talk to you from about the Daily Drift, the news you need to know.
Thank
hey,
you.
Hey, wait a minute.
Go.
From last week, since you were out, we didn't have a chance to talk about it. And we could tie it into the discussion you were just having about jobs. The Democrats' new slogan that they basically stolen from Papa John's.
Yep.
And what a farce it is, because
that's
they were talking about better jobs and better this and better that, when for 8 years under Obama, everything they did depressed the economy and hurt American workers. And now we want to do things like the RAISE Act that would help workers, and they will oppose it.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's exactly right. Democrats don't care about you, the American worker. They don't. They know that you're catching on, that you've been given too much information, and that you're, this Twitter, the social media, and all this other stuff, is the truth is getting out there. And it doesn't matter if you're an inner city white or African-American person. They know that you're turning on them, and so they need new voters. They're bringing in new dumbed-down voters, and the dumber the better, because they know they can control them. That's what's going on. They want dumb, illiterate voters who can come in and do whatever the Democrats tell them, and they can pull the wool over their eyes easier.
Yeah, ones who will fall for the stupid new better this, better that slogans. The hope and change garbage. The empty rhetoric that never matches up to their policy. Barack Obama was the first president in my lifetime to never have a quarter of 3% GDP growth. They reject and oppose every policy that would actually get the economy moving and growing and force competition and upward mobility on wages.
Hey, Joe, that happened in my life, too. My lifetime, too.
You old geezers, you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hey, you mentioned the Papa John motto. Isn't Papa John's founder a conservative?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I mean, wow.
I'm surprised he's not suing the DNC for stealing his slogan. You know, Mr. John, go ahead and do that, whatever. But let me ask you this, too, Joe, while I got you on the phone before I let you go. So second story or first story on the Daily Drift today was Kid Rock not possibly running?
Oh, yeah.
I knew you'd be happy.
The Drift today, but based on Kid Rock's last press release, I really got the feeling with him talking about voter registration drives that he's leaning towards a PAC. And I like that. I don't think he's going to run, but I think he's going to be involved. We need a Kid Rock Michigan U.S. Senate PAC where he can do things like voter registration drives. And he himself could run anti-Stabenow ads and not necessarily even endorse a Republican candidate.
Right, right. Yeah, I don't know. The iron should be struck now because it's hot, and I don't understand if he was really going to run why he's holding off, you know, unless he's going to try and do an announcement when he does his first four concerts, which I tweeted out today. Cripes, you're going to have over 80,000 people in those four shows. And you imagine getting up on stage each of those four nights and saying, I'm running for Senate, vote for me. You're going to have 80,000 people are going to go nuts and go out and start pushing for him. So I don't know why. If he's going to run, he needs to strike hot and strike now. I hate the fact that he's kind of just letting it hang out there. And I don't like if he doesn't run, Joe, I think that was a bad marketing move because I think it's disingenuous, you know, to say that. But
I agree with you on all those points. And he said in the press release he'd be determining within have an announcement in like 6 weeks, which pushes it out past even those concerts.
Yeah.
So I don't know why, like you said, if he is serious, he needed to strike now, but I'll take any involvement he gives us as good involvement. He's bringing new eyes and ears to this race, and we need to get behind Bob Young, who would be the true serious candidate, a candidate who will put a dent in votes in Wayne County, because we don't need to win Wayne County. We only need 30%. We get 30% vote. Republican in Wayne County, it's enough to cascade and carry the whole statewide races.
Yep.
Whenever we get 30%, we win the statewide races. When we get short of that, we lose the statewide races, and that's why we always land up with Democrat senators.
Yep, that's exactly right. Well, the good news is we have a great candidate. He just needs to get his butt out there more on television, Twitter, and everything else. So he needs to work on that. And so, Bob, we're pulling for you. You're running. But you need to get out more. You're welcome to come back on the show and anything else. So, Joe, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe.
Love you,
my friend.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. So, Derek, let's take a quick break. And then when we come back, we're going to get into start talking about
Miller?
Miller and
or Acosta, Acosta
and Miller.
Yeah.
Which I enjoyed. All right.
Yep.
We'll see you on the other side.
One of the greatest fears people have is running out of money in retirement. Think about your situation for a second. Are you sure that won't happen to you? At Financial Engines, we believe that when you retire, you need to create a consistent, sustainable income stream. But what does that mean for you? Well, it means that by having a retirement distribution strategy in place, you can have income protection while also allowing you to participate in the growth of the market. As America's largest independent investment advisor, according to Investment News, Financial Engines offers help to more than 9 million people. We provide objective, personal, and comprehensive planning advice. Get to financialengines.com. We'll connect you with an expert financial advisor in your area who will help create a plan for providing monthly income during retirement. So, financialengines.com, get started today.
This is Matt Warren with Financial Engines in Detroit, Ann Arbor. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Visit financialengines.com.
I'm Derek Stone with 60 Seconds on Sports. The Detroit Red Wings have re-signed Thomas Tatar to a four-year, $21.2 million contract. I truly believe the Red Wings have made a huge mistake with this deal. Tatar scored a career-high 56 points during the 2014-2015 season, but he has scored 45 points and 46 points in the two seasons since then. The reason for his decline in scoring is obvious. the head coach, Jeff Blashill. When Mike Babcock was Detroit's head coach, he knew which players would play well together, but Blashill has destroyed all of that chemistry. The Red Wings would have been better suited to replace Thomas Tatar with their best forward from the Grand Rapids Griffins. I'm Derek Stone, and this is my 60 Seconds on Sports.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in, catching the drift with me and Ed Bondarenka sitting in studio as my first day back after 2 weeks.
Yeah, welcome back again.
Yeah, very nice. Let's take care of a little business. Losing a loved one affects the entire family. Do you have a plan to help your family begin healing? Boric Jennings Funeral Homes certainly does. You can reach them at 810-231-0200. Don't wait until it's too late.
Mm-mm.
Have a plan in place for losing a loved one. It happens. You know, accidents, age, whatever. Make sure you've got something in place to handle it because, you know, you don't want to be running around trying to look at those kind of details when you're grieving over losing a loved one. So you can go to BorickJennings.com. That's B-O-R-E-K Jennings, J-E-N-N-I-N-G-S.com. Or you can call 810-231-0200. Very good people, very smart people. They got some great plans, and they don't just deal with the deceased loved one. They deal with the entire family, and that's important because they want the entire family to begin that healing process. So, Boric Jennings Funeral Homes, check them out, go online. Okay, so I wanted to, Joanne, one of our listeners, sent us an interesting little email here, and you can email me, Gary, at thedailydrift.com if you don't want to call into the show. And she found this about John G. Trump, who was President Trump's uncle, born in 1907 and died in 1985. He was an American electrical engineer, inventor, and physicist. He received from President Reagan the National Medal of Science. He and Robert Van de Graaff developed the first million-volt X-ray generator.
He was well known, too, the Van de Graaff generator.
Yeah, and he was noted for developing rotational radiation therapy as well. So that was kind of interesting. Thank you, Joanne, for sending that through. I guess there is some brains.
Smarts runs in the family, huh?
I guess it does. Yeah, MIT, the whole nine yards, Columbia. This guy was, like, super educated. So, all right. Well, so we're talking about the Raise Act, and we're not going to play the clips because I think everybody's heard them.
Yeah.
Stephen Miller was the spokesman for the immigration and brought it out to the press corps, and that idiot Jim Acosta showed exactly how stupid and he must be. You think you could just go on and lie? I'm just going to go on live national television and lie and look like a complete ass.
Oh, that was such great entertainment watching
it. It was.
I
was kind of surprised that Eric Bolling on Fox News said, don't ever bring that guy out. I'm like,
oh, please.
What are you talking about? America loves seeing the mainstream media retards get beaten up like that. You bring Stephen Miller out every day.
Oh, please, yeah.
And bring him out every day because, number one, the guy's smart. And he put Jim Acosta, somebody send the podcast to him. You're an idiot, sir. You are the consummate talking head. You may be a good-looking showboating guy, but you don't have an ounce of brain in your head, man.
Yep. I mean, he's the reason they were going to turn the cameras. They did turn the cameras off for a while to keep his showboating limited.
Mm-hmm.
It was him in particular. And then he goes and tries and take up the whole press conference with his issue trying to make, you know, the Trump administration look bad. And you know what the complaint is now? Miller's answers were pre-planned.
How do you pre-plan?
Oh, easy. You do research. You have facts running around in your head.
You know what?
I've done that before. It works.
Yeah. Number one, he did his homework. He's a smart guy. He knows everything about it. But if you're thinking he knew what Jim Acosta was going to ask, well, maybe he did because Jim Acosta was a complete imbecile, and you know he was going to try and, you know, when you got somebody who's pushing an agenda, I guess you can guess what it is they're going to be pushing and what they're going to be asking because that's all the mainstream media does nowadays. They're pushing an agenda like that last CNN piece. I mean, she starts right off with President Trump's ratings low. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, that and the supposed, what did she say? Doggone it. She was describing his immigration policy.
Yeah, it's nonsense. All right, there's the hard break. We'll see you on the other side.
People are always on the move, driving to work, hauling the kids to practice. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for intelligent conversation with hosts like Joe Pags, Glenn Beck, Theron X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600 and whamradio.com.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump's attorney calls it a normal course of action as reports come out. Special counsel Robert Mueller has impaneled a grand jury in the Russia probe. This coming from leaks, which the attorney general promises to crack down on.
I have this warning for would-be leakers. Don't do it.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham also weighing in.
If we get constant leaks coming out of the grand jury, then he needs to be held accountable for that.
But Senator Graham said that he would also hold President Trump accountable if he attempts to fire special counsel Robert Mueller. And in fact, Congress has introduced a pair of bipartisan bills that are designed to do exactly that.
Fox's Kristen Fisher. And a search and rescue operation underway off the east coast of Australia. Three Marines missing after a mishap with their Osprey. Fox News, we report, you decide.
If your entry door looks dated, operates poorly, or leaks air, talk to Fingerly Lumber about a new ThermaTru fiberglass door. ThermaTru fiberglass doors are energy efficient, affordably priced, and stunningly beautiful. They can be painted or stained, look like wood, but don't require ongoing high maintenance.
Fingerly Lumber. We'll walk you through a project, not going to down the aisle. Fingerly Lumber.
When you speak with Fingerly about ThermaTru doors, you'll learn that they provide a one-stop solution. Fingerly will install your door and trim it inside and out. You'll end up with a beautiful, weather-tight, and durable new entry door that you'll enjoy for years to come. Thinking new doors or windows? Then think Fingerly in Ann Arbor. Fingerly Lumber is at 734-663-0581 and at Fingerly.com.
Fingerly Lumber. We'll walk you through a project, not point you down the aisle. Fingerly Lumber.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is Wellbridge. Wellbridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing care facilities you've ever seen. All Wellbridge locations offer a resort-like atmosphere, and their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. Here's former patient Evelyn Danielson from Brighton.
It was excellent. It wasn't only just the physical part of it, doing your exercises with them. It was the RNs, even down to the kitchen people that came in and said, what can we fix you? What do you like? We'll try to do it for you. And everything with a smile, I couldn't get over. I would heartily recommend Wellbridge.
For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for Wellbridge. In Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney. Now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team, Wellbridge invites everyone to learn more about them at thewellbridgegroup.com. Wellbridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
It's been 5 years since we met Kelly Brighton, just before her weight loss surgery.
I was almost 300 pounds. Because of the Michigan Bariatric Institute, I've lost the weight. I now have the tools to keep it off. I am a better mom, I am a better wife, and I'm just a better Kelly Brighton, I think.
Begin your journey. Try a free monthly educational seminar at St. Joe's Livingston. Visit stjoeshealth.org/MBI to learn more.
Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, Ed Bondarenka.
Hey, Hey, happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here, too. It's good to come back and vent, man. When I can't vent...
Happy you're here.
I can't do that, like, calling in, like I did, mm-hmm. right? Number one, it's just not the same. Sitting here in the power of the Wham Studios,
I'm sorry,
right?
How do you vent when you're sitting poolside with a drink in your hand? hard to get upset, right?
That's exactly right. Let's take care of a little business. If you need a place to go tonight, go to Burroughs Roadhouse out on... it's West Brighton, so you take... 5311 Brighton Road. It's just west of Brighton downtown. And you can go to burrows-roadhouse.com or call them 810-227-6000. They got great food, great dinners. Every Thursday, I tell you what, if you need a place to go Thursday, like after happy hour or before happy hour or as part of happy hour, they do live music outside. And you want to talk about a crowded place, man. Lots of people. It's awesome. So Thursdays is a great time to go there. Patio entertainment starts at 6:30, but you can get in there early, get a seat, and they do drinks and the whole nine yards. So they also do a Sunday brunch, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. 810-227-6000. Great atmosphere, great food, great drinks. Go out and check them out. We had Eric waited on us last night, and he was awesome. So.
Good. We have a satisfied customer
in studio. Yeah, I love Burroughs. I love going out there. They do a great job. It's a wonderful place. So, all right. Well, we wanted to talk about the grand jury, right?
Yeah.
This Mueller pulling the number one. This guy is filling his staff with Democrats, right? Which is just nutty. This is just nonsense.
And he's friends with Comey.
So he pulls together a grand jury. But I saw this on Twitter today. Think about where he's pulling the grand jury from.
Yeah.
From
Washington, D.C.
Voters in Washington, D.C., who are 90% Democrats. Really? So how fair?
Most of them are government workers.
And most of them are government workers. Most of them are, or they're on welfare or whatever, because there's some pretty high unemployment there, too, as well. So you think you're going to get a reasonable and responsible grand jury in the city of Washington, D.C., talking about Trump?
Given that the lawyers are all Democrats who are all pro-Hillary, I mean— And they're going to be doing the quizzing of the grand jury prospectus. You know, they're the ones going to ask them questions and who they want seated.
I don't trust Bob Mueller. This dude is a hack. He's a globalist. He's, as far as I'm concerned, I believe, that's my opinion, that he's on the Clinton payroll. I really do. Or the DNC payroll. This guy is just out there. That's just my opinion.
If not a direct payroll, then indirectly linked.
He's a big government elitist.
Friends on LinkedIn and Facebook.
He's just an elitist. They want America to be destroyed. They want to control it. And America, that's where you have to step up and be ready to protect Donald Trump. You do. Mm-hmm. You have to get involved. Let's take a call from, we got Tim Wahlberg calling in. That's awesome. Tim, welcome to the show.
Well, good to be on my monthly visit.
We've missed you quite a bit lately, haven't we? I think the last time you called in, we screwed up. So I'd forgotten right out of my head, Tim. So what do we got going on, Tim? Anything good?
Well, we're back in the district. We're meeting with a lot of constituents. We're doing manufacturing visits, speaking to rotaries, having town halls, just generally being back in the land of the living again. So it's good to be here. I wish the Senate were not. Home. I wish they were still back in Washington trying to do the job that the people called them to do and not backing away. And it was a major disappointment when John McCain upended the opportunity to keep moving forward at this point in time on the Obamacare repeal and replace. But as you know, Gary, I'm always an optimist, saying that even though it slid off the table Friday a week ago, yet doesn't say that it can't get back on. And I think that's where the pressure of the people that I feel, certainly as a member of Congress, but I think senators ought to feel it as well, because they were the ones that let us down and haven't completed yet and need to get back to the table.
Yeah. Is there a way, Tim, to gather those Republicans from the House side out front of the Capitol and hold your signs and do the resolution or whatever you have to do, get just do the big press conference and pressure the Senate to do something? I mean, frankly, in my book, I'm done with 60 votes. And I think Mitch McConnell and the Republicans in the Senate are just cowards because they're worried that the Democrats will come back and use 51 votes on us. If you do a good job, pass an agenda that we the people want, you'll never have the Democrats coming back with 51 votes. I mean, I just don't believe it. And I want Speaker Ryan to step up and say, Mitch, it's on you. We have passed 900, whatever number of bills that you guys have done, and yet the Senate does nothing. Absolutely nothing.
We hold the 60 votes to protect ourselves, you know, when the Democrats are in possession. And so if you lower it to 50, it's still the same back and forth. It's still both teams get the same rule, depending on who's got control of the Senate, right?
Yeah.
So what's it matter whether it's 60, you know, 50? Both teams are going to get those same rules eventually. So I'm not seeing why we have to hang on to 60 because, the Dems may get back in control.
I mean, do you have any power, Tim, at all? Does the House have any ability to step up and push the Senate?
We have no power to change it other than through hopefully giving them some feedback to give some heartburn from their constituents. And Paul Ryan, for 3 years now, in fact, has been talking with Mitch McConnell and other Senate leaders and saying it's time to end the filibuster rule, at the very least. End it for things that we constitutionally have to put forward, like the budget, like confirmations, and go back at the very worst, go back to requirement. If you're going to filibuster, you've got to stand on the floor of the House or the Senate, and you've got to talk for 38 hours or whatever it takes. You can't just do it by paper and mail it in. So that has been a push. Paul Ryan came out even a week and a half ago before the vote was taken, encouraging that to happen. And again, it comes down to the people. Ted Cruz and others who have said that, listen, if we wouldn't have had the opportunity for filibuster during the course of the first 2 years of the Obama administration, they not only would have gotten through things like Obamacare and Dodd-Frank, they'd also got through cap and trade. Well, granted, that could have been the case. However, they did get through Obamacare, they did get through Dodd-Frank, and right now you know for a fact that if they get the majority again, they're going to do away with the 60-vote filibuster requirement.
Absolutely.
They're not going to put up with it again. And as I've said to Cruz and others, listen, you're talking minority mentality if you're talking that way about sometime being back in the majority or the minority.
Planning to
lose. You've got to be doing the things that you told the people you would do now. If you do it and you truly believe that it'll bring about positive impact, which we do, then you're not going to go back in the minority. And if you do go back in the minority sometime, you'll have a foundation of good law in place and good policy in place that's going to be as difficult for the Democrats to rip out as we're finding to rip out Obamacare and other things. So
yeah.
I think we got to get back to a majority mentality, and I'll keep singing that line to my Republican colleagues. Sadly, we have a problem here in this state that we don't have any Republican senators, and it's a much more difficult challenge than talking to Democrat senators that we do have.
Yeah. You know, here's the other thing that the Republicans need to remember. When the Democrats have a majority and they push all their crazy laws through, within a matter of months or years, the economy goes bad, things get terrible, and people go, holy cripes, what did those Democrats do? We're seeing that now after 8 years of Obama. When the Republicans push through good common sense stuff, you're not going to get that same blowback because things are going to be better. So I don't understand the reticence of Mitch McConnell not to go ahead and do this. It's just cowardly on my book. Or it makes me get my conspiracy hat on and think Mitch is in cahoots with the Democrats and doesn't want anything to change. I don't want to believe that, Tim, but for him to consistently keep doing this, it boggles my mind.
Well, it bothers me that there are senators who are going to, Republicans who are going to keep the Senate from being out of session so that there cannot be any vacant, how's that go again, Tim? The recess appointments.
Like,
what is that about? I mean, that's just a shot at Trump right off the bat, and those of us who supported Trump. And these are Republicans. Am I missing something?
Well, they're Republicans to some degree in name only. And when you see Susan Collins and Murkowski and McCain and Lindsey Graham, you have to wonder about what side they are on. And
I don't anymore.
While we wish John McCain the opportunity to beat this cancer, yet you are a U.S. senator. You've got to do your job. If you can't do it, then you need to resign and carry on with your life. But until then, you have to do what the people said they wanted you to do when they elected Donald Trump as president and a majority in the House and Senate of members who truly do support Donald Trump but aren't able to complete it because of a few recalcitrants who stand in the way because of archaic Senate rules. And we're going to keep pushing that, but again, it's only the Senate that can change it, and we're stuck with it right now, so we'll keep pushing over good legislation to them. I'd encourage, before I forget, I encourage your listeners to go to a new website that is another attempt by the Republican House Conference to get some type of word out and get an echo chamber going, because it's impossible through any media source on the national level, any media source. And I say that again, any media source on a national level, it's impossible to get it out. So programs like yours and others, this is the opportunity. But there's a new website called www.didyouknow.gop. Didyouknow.gop. That will tell you play-by-play commentary of the positive things, thankfully some that have been signed by the president, but others that sit in the Senate waiting for action, things like Kate's Law, things like the Dodd-Frank repeal and replace that are still over there, as well as the Obamacare repeal and replace that we sent to them.
No.
So it will encourage you to see some things that have been accomplished. It'll encourage you to see the things that we push forward as a result of keeping our promises to the American public, to the Senate. But it'll also, I think, whip up a stronger effort to get Senate to end the rules of filibuster and push forward good common sense American philosophy and legislation that the president wants to sign, he's ready to sign, and it ought to go in front of his desk.
Yeah. So a lot of this air, the reason we can't get this kind of good information out, Tim, is because so much of the air is taken up by this alleged Russian collusion garbage that they keep. And now Mueller's got his grand jury and everything else. Months, years now, we've been looking at whether there was Russian involvement, Russian collusion, blah, blah, blah. And they found nothing. And yet we have a grand jury now. But we have actual proof of Hillary Clinton, Lynch, Comey committing crimes, right? They're leaking information, admitted leaked information, and yet there's no grand jury for that. When can we see the House, as a Trey Gowdy's group or whoever, put together a grand jury against Clinton and Comey and Lynch?
Well, the fortunate thing is Trey Gowdy and the Oversight and Government Reform Committee is now taking up those issues and has done the due diligence to get the jots and tittles in place, and you're going to have people like Loretta Lynch in front of that committee, and that's the process we go by. The grand jury comes, again, from the executive branch. The Attorney General, Sessions, has some opportunity to bend and shape that if he determines so, and we'll see what happens. But in the House, we're doing the process by which we have responsibility, subpoena powers, and all of the rest. And we'll see what Trey Gowdy comes with. I can also add that the Ethics Committee, House Ethics Committee, was the one that really brought to a head and realization of Wasserman Schultz's issue with her IT guy. And the reason he was caught at the airport was because of what the House Ethics Committee had found out and the investigations brought in that ultimately found out he was leaving town and he was picked up. So that's continuing on, and I think you'll see it develop. You won't hear about it in the national media, because they just won't talk about that.
Right, right.
The efforts still go on.
Yeah, well, that's racism. They picked him up because of
racism. Here's one thing I would like to see, and I know you go to the gym there at the Capitol Hill, Tim, and you see Paul Ryan. I don't see Paul Ryan enough on Fox News. I don't. And we never saw John Boehner either. I don't know. I know he's busy, right? But you know what? As the leader of the House, get that bully pulpit of Fox News. Eric Bolling will have him on. Neil Cavuto will have him on. Paul needs to take some time.
Tim needs to be on Fox News.
No, Tim, yes, you need to get – it's election year next year, Tim. You need to get out there. If he can't do it, you could be a surrogate on things. Well, you know what I mean?
If you have some pull with Fox News
– I will – if you're willing to go on, I will bend over backwards to reach out to Fox News and try and get you on. If you're ready to do that, Tim, I will do that for you.
Well, I'm always ready to do that, and we've been on Cavuto in the past. Sean Hannity's a waste, but the Speaker, point blank, has told Sean he's willing to come on any time Sean wants him on, as long as the schedule works. And he was on there a number of times beginning this year, but it appears that Sean has decided to black out the Speaker at this point. So if you have any pull, I know that my good friend and colleague and Speaker, Paul Ryan, is willing and very articulate on there, and that's the problem with Sean. When he gets someone who is articulate and actually knows what the issues are and the truth behind it, and it goes against Sean's talking points, he doesn't have them on anymore. So If you can somehow help us on that, I know Paul. I've talked with him, and Paul originally was on Fox extensively, way beyond what the Boehner ever was on, and we were delighted with that. But now it seems that only CNN and others are interested in having Paul on, and that we ought to have Fox do it.
All right. Well, we can certainly put some pressure on through Twitter and through Facebook and whatnot. So we'll do what we have to do to try and get. But I think that needs to be done. And if they won't take Paul, then they need to take people like you or Trey Gowdy. At least I love it when I see Trey Gowdy on there because he's always
articulate
and entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So but certainly what. And Tim, I'm going to ask this again, right? Can you reach out to Stabenow and Peters and put the politics aside? Can we get a simple, clear-cut bill to put some money for the EMP, hardening the grid against EMP and coronal mass ejections? That should be a bipartisan, protect the grid for $5 or $10 billion, whatever it is, so that millions of people don't die if we have an EMP attack or just a mass solar flare.
Is there any sense of urgency on that whatsoever in the House?
Yeah, well, there has been a sense of urgency in the House, and led by my good friend Trent Franks from Arizona, who sits on the Armed Services Committee as well and has pushed that. And the House has taken action in those areas and has money in our coming appropriations budget and the NDA that just passed, as well as the four-bill defense and homeland security budget that passed last week and now sits in the Senate. So, sure, I'm delighted to talk to my two Democrat Senate colleagues, as we talk to them a lot, and I think as a result of some of that, we've seen some impact in the fact that they laid down their blue slips and allowed Joan Larson to be moved forward in the
finally.
That was good
process.
News.
Yeah, finally. So a little common sense goes a long way.
I mean,
Debbie Stabenow should be stepping up, and Gary Peters. This is not a political issue. Harden the grid, because we all know that millions of people on East Coast, West Coast, will die because they have no access to food if the electrical grid goes down for more than a couple of days. I'm just blown away that this country cannot put money. We spend money willy-nilly everywhere, but we won't spend $5, $10, $20 billion, whatever. Borrow that money. That's money I can be all right with borrowing for.
Mm-hmm. We have resources. Don't ever give away the borrowing.
Okay. Yeah, I want to get that done.
Also, I think all of us out here in the flyover area, while we'd love to see California secede from the Union, we don't want them to die from these type of attacks.
Right. Tim, I've got I want to track from, and this was Dan Coates, I want you to listen to, because it's about the leaks. And it made me feel a whole lot better after hearing Jeff Sessions and Dan Coates have this press release. And I want to get your take on it. Derek, you got track three ready there? Hopefully we'll play this for you, and then I want to get your comments afterward.
And here today as their leader to express our grave concern that unauthorized disclosures of classified material and damaging our mission and jeopardizing.
Or we don't. We lost it.
But you get the drift.
You get the drift. Anyways, Tim, so Dan Coates, DNI director, came out and they said they're going to go after the leakers finally, right?
Absolutely.
Do you get that same feeling from those members who are on those committees in Congress that enough is enough? It's time to prosecute, and charge those people and put them in jail. I mean, if it's jailable offense, let's put them in. And that includes Comey, frankly, and anyone else that's leaking information.
Oh, no, absolutely. We don't understand. Even though the bowels of the executive branches are still filled with holdovers from not only Obama's administration, but going back decades of Democrats who have a different philosophy than Republican leadership are still there and trying to undermine activities. Bush had all sorts of undermining going on during his tenure. It's interesting that when Obama was in place, you didn't see that happening. Why? Because it's filled with Democrat holdovers, civil servants, who it's very difficult to get rid of. We can talk, if we have time, about some of the things we've just done to get rid of some of the civil service employees in the Veterans Administration much more rapidly. But on this level, people that are leaking these classified and even non-classified information, but yet causes distractions. I met with some South Korean individuals from my district this morning, and their concern was a statement that was made by President Trump that seemed to indicate that he was willing to let lives be lost in South Korea as long as there weren't lives lost in America. Well, that is not the message that this president wants to get across. But when you let leakers put stuff out, all of a sudden it starts to undermine everything, even if it isn't classified. But when you have a president that doesn't feel capable or comfortable in communicating even on a phone with a world leader because it's going to be leaked out, video and otherwise, all of a sudden you start to impact the ability to govern this country and to direct it in a way that is stable and safe. So, no, these people ought to be fired. If they've done illegal things, they ought to be prosecuted and jailed. And it has to stop, and some people have to be made a spectacle in order to get the rest of them to go back in their burrows, just do their job, and forget about trying to change government because the people didn't do it for them.
Yeah, let me ask, because I know you said you wanted to get cover this while we got a few minutes left here. What can we do to get these Obama acolytes out? How do we get rid of those holdovers? Because it seems like the Senate is part of the problem, right? They're not allowing approvals and of people.
They just did a bunch, like 70, but you know, I'm not quite sure what the percentage is. Tim, do you know?
As of 2 weeks ago, before the nomination started to move forward a bit, and again, they aren't confirmed, so they're just moving. But as of 2 weeks ago, at this time in Obama's administration, his first term, he already had 90% of all of his conferees confirmed. Trump at this time had 10%. Now, that's a type of stonewalling that's been going on by Chuck Schumer and others, and that, again, is why we say, if you're playing in good faith with filibuster, that's one thing. But if you're not playing in good faith with filibuster and you're just shanghaiing what is going to take place, it's time to end it and move on, because this is the type of stuff we get with an administration that is filled with people that come from the opposite objective. And that does not promote a stable government. And, in fact, it disrupts the unity of our country. It disrupts the security of our country, and it disrupts the economy of our country. So it's time to move on from that. And that's why I had legislation that made it much easier to get at senior executive employees. Obama would not sign that. We're hoping to move it through this year, get it through the Senate, get to the president. We did get through legislation that allows us to fire Veterans Affairs officials more quickly, pass their civil service laws that held it up. You know, when you have an employee at the Veterans Affairs Agency engaged in armed robbery and you couldn't fire that person immediately, when you had a nurse that participated in a veteran's surgery while intoxicated and you couldn't fire her immediately, when you had a counselor of veterans for suicide and other issues who was regularly known to be sitting there across the desk from the counselee, the veteran, while looking on his own computer screen at pornography, and you couldn't fire him immediately, you've got a problem.
Yeah,
we passed legislation that allows that to be truncated so we can get at these people immediately.
Yeah. I'll bet you mentioned that on didyouknow.gop.
Didyouknow.gop.
I looked at that while we were talking. That is impressive.
Yeah, so we'll promote that for you as well, Tim. But well, that's the thing. Tim, love to have you back. You got a website you want to tout real quick, because your election's coming up sooner than we think?
Well, Wahlberg.house.gov is my official website. You can get a lot of information there as well, along with didyouknow.gop, Wahlberg.house.gov, or
spell
my
Wahlberg.
Campaign site is WahlbergForCongress.com.
Okay, great, Tim. Thanks for having you on. That's Congressman Tim Wahlberg from the 7th District. Thanks, Tim. We'll see you next month.
See you next month.
Thanks, man. Take care. And to everyone else, go to thedailydrift.com.
The news you need to know.
And we'll see you next week. Take care.